This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12 o'clock. Great program lined up for you today. Bill McClellan in just a minute. Hey, I want to tell you about Winning Streak. They're one of our great sponsors. 888-570-6194. Mike Jones, the new head football coach at St. Louis U High, made it official. He will be a Winning Streak customer. Irwin Claggett is. Clayton High School is. Parkway Central is. Lutheran South. Schools all over the St. Louis area. These athletic directors are smart guys. They want to deal with somebody that's going to give them incredible service. They want Winning Streak to come to them, to fit them with the most state-of-the-art uniforms, and just get great service, get great prices. There's nothing like it. They are, it's really cool. They're almost like a tech stock that's exploding. They just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger because they offer great service and a great product. So if you get a chance, you need uniforms, 888-570-6194. There is nothing quite like Winning Streak in the St. Louis area. All right. Derek Gould's going to join us at 11. Mr. Soccer, Bill McDermott at 11:30. Having trouble getting in touch with Mr. McClellan, but we have so many great text. Why don't we check out some of these? As bad as the deal is for the city, I want it to pass. Don't think it will. Think MLS will make exception for downtown soccer only stadium like KC, Atlanta, Seattle, New England, and Chicago.
Frank, I think no, it won't pass, but I want it to. My interest in Mizzou now is a 10. In fact, I was just talking with Lima Blueger, and he and I are talking about buying a package of tickets for this year. We don't mind heading down to Columbia for a two-day bender. Should be fun. LGB, Grimy from South County.
All right. Everybody texting in, by the way, I want them to say, do you think it will pass? And everybody is saying no.
Yeah. There seems to be a fair amount of pessimism.
Yes, I want it to pass, but not confident it will pass. The average Joe sees anything related to tax increases and votes no, hoping a lot of city residents who want soccer show up at the polls.
Kirkwood Cuddler, yes, I think it will pass, and yes, I really want it to pass. P.S., no one thought Mr. Orange would beat Hillary either. You never know what will happen in our vote early next week.
Mr. Orange, that is, I wonder, you know, look, if the guy's worth, like, what's he worth, $10 billion, whatever, allegedly. Why would you go with the orange look? You know, you got to ask yourself, if you're worth that much money, why do you go orange? All right, let's see what else here. Hipster of Tower Grove South.
Hipster of Tower Grove South adding, I want it to pass. It will pass. And to celebrate, I'll buy you a beer at the Amsterdam, Frank.
You know what, Hipster? I will be there sometime next week, maybe after the 10 o'clock news, and you and I will celebrate if it passes.
Ben Fred's buddy room saying no, but he doesn't think it'll pass, but he wants it to pass. He thinks the voters seem too uneducated.
My good friend Eric Hooper, who runs all these great baseball leagues in the areas, do you have a front office soccer job locked up? Look, I don't profit from this at all. I just want something really cool in St. Louis. I want 20,000 sports fans. Want another league to cover. Yeah, I, you know, and as I mentioned before, I'm not like a huge soccer guy. I just think it'd be great for the city. All right, what else?
I don't think it will pass, but why not move it to the county? I think it would pass in a heartbeat in the county.
Yeah.
That's an MLS preference, isn't it?
It's not happening. It's got to be downtown. It's got to be new. That's the way it's going
to
be.
And it ought to be that way. I mean, this is not just about the soccer thing. It's about revitalizing a part of downtown and trying to make it like everything that Taylor Twellman said. Trying to move, you know, everything is moved from the city to the county. Try to move some interest back into the city. I think that's just as important as the having the team itself.
Well, from a selfish point of view, since Channel 5 is about 3 minutes away from that, I'd like it downtown. But I got to tell you something. Huh. If the alternative is no soccer, hell, I'll drive to Earth City to cover the team. But it's just like it's pretty dead set that Commissioner Garber's got 11 other cities that would like it, and they're going to be downtown. So if you want to be one of those cities, it's got to be downtown.
Prop 1 and 2 will pass, says the 314. Mizzou has 2 scholarships to give that are spoken for. What players do you think leave? Did you see the MU football billboard on 40 by the 6th Street exit? It has the Mizzou end zone look with the arch on it. It says St. Louis's football team, evidently.
Yes, Mizzou.
Yeah, there's a billboard downtown that's. I'll try and find that a picture of it for you, Frank,
well,
if we can.
Good. Yeah, I got to tell you something too. Is Kansas City? I think there was an article in the paper today about how the Chiefs are looking to move into St. Louis a little bit more to try to become. Maybe it was in yesterday's paper. But how about they're trying to become a factor here in St. Louis? Yeah, Chiefs dig into St. Louis. Kansas City is pleased with the results of its efforts in open market last season.
Interesting.
Yeah. Let's welcome Bill McClellan to the program, the outstanding columnist with the Post-Dispatch. Bill, great to be with you. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm fine, Frank. I'm doing very well today.
So you got to be excited about opening day. I think it's the most anticipated Cardinal opening day in history. It's not like in the past they've ever opened up against the world champion Chicago Cubs. What a great night Sunday night in St. Louis.
Yes, I'm sure it is. I am very, very excited. I wish I had tickets, but I don't, but I'll be watching it on TV.
And it looks like your Cubs have not skipped a beat. I mean, you lose Fowler, but you get back Schwarber. You got to love the future of your club.
Well, you know, we're going to miss Dexter Fowler an awful lot. He was so important. I remember when my daughter called me to tell me that she had just heard that Fowler had been traded to the Cardinals, and I said to her, "Let's hope that's fake news." but it wasn't. It's true, and we're going to miss him a lot. And of course I like Schwarber. But, you know, I'm so old school, Frank. The idea of having a leadoff man who in another era would be called Moose, I'm just not used to that.
By the way, how did that work with your kids? One of yours is a Cubs fan and the other who was raised here is a Cardinal fan. Is that correct?
Yeah, yes, that's exactly right. My daughter, my first child, my daughter, I raised her to be a Cub fan. And it was really easy, Frank, because she was a girl and her friends weren't into baseball. And, you know, that was when the Cubs had Rafi Palmeira and Rafi, the children's singer. We would listen to him, and I had her convinced that that was really Rafi Palmeira, and it was all easy. My son, who was born a couple years later, 3 years later, it was more difficult because, you know, he was into sports a lot, and so were his young friends, and, of course, they were all Cardinal fans, so I was not able to indoctrinate him with the same success. And he rebelled against me and became a Cardinal fan at a very young age.
What do you make of the Fortune magazine poll where they ranked Theo Epstein as the world's greatest leader?
Well, you know, I'm trying to adjust to liking Theo Epstein because, you know, after all, he did so well. The Cubs won the World Series. I shouldn't complain, but it took me a long time to forgive Theo Epstein for not hiring Ryne Sandberg as manager. You know, when he first came over and I thought Rhino would be the perfect manager, a Cub hero, and he'd been in the minors and he knew the young players. And so I disliked Epstein immediately. And it's, you know, I'm still trying to be reasonable about this and think that he, a fine general manager. I don't know about the greatest leader in the world, though. That seems, but maybe I got, you know, if you ask me who's a better leader, I don't know.
All right, let's talk about the hottest topic in St. Louis, whether we are going to be an MLS city or not. We should know by Tuesday night, maybe by 10 o'clock. Now, I want to throw one thing at you and see what you think. 85% of the Scott trade taxes are paid by people not living in the city, and the MLS will likely be the same. Why would it be any different? So since the taxes generated are more than those paid in, the city actually wins from the county in Illinois, residents spending money downtown like the Cardinals and Blues. Well, what do you think about that thought?
Well, that's a good argument. I mean, this thing has me conflicted a lot. I would very much like to see an MLS team here, and people tell me that overall, you know, the leaders are, you know, really sound fellows. It still seems to me, Frank, kind of vaguely immoral for these rich people to be having the city taxpayers be putting in millions of dollars for the stadium. I mean, you know, my thinking would be if they can't come up with the money, and I'm, you know, I'm not They don't open their books to me, so I can't say they could. But it seems like they should get a couple more investors and be able to do this on their own, or at least make the city a part owner. If the city pays in 23% of the overall money for this thing, the city ought to own 23% of the team. And, you know, they make their big money, of course, years later when they sell it, because the appreciation on these sports franchises has done nothing but go up. And the city could share in that. So I just don't like the idea of the city doing this, although, you know, the people who know more than me make sound arguments just like you made, and there's some guy at WashU, a professor, who thinks this would be a winning venture for the city. So, you know, I'm just arguing on my gut feeling that it just seems wrong.
But, and let me take this angle, too, is these potential MLS owners for St. Louis have put $250 million into this project. And I'd venture to say that, I'm not saying that down the road they won't make money, but if they were to take $250 million and put it in Apple stock, they'd probably be better off in a few years as opposed to a fledgling soccer team. I'm not sure about that, but they could do other things with their money, and they're putting $250 million into this themselves. And then let me give you one other thing. This project takes a small increase in taxes that some businesses will pay, you know, about $4 million a year to invest in something that creates an average of $5 million a year for most people who don't live in the city. In effect, I think the project lures more county spending in the city.
Well, like I say, I can't refute some of these financial arguments. I would certainly feel better if the county government was chipping in the same way the city government is, because like you, I suspect that most of the people who are going to go to the games will be, you know, from the county. And I see that the MLS owners are, you know, in part of their community outreach are going to give money to the Scott Gallagher Soccer Club. And, you know, my son played a lot of soccer, and that's select soccer. And, you know, most of his teammates and the kids that I see, I think, were suburban kids. You know, so I wish that the St. Louis County taxpayers were sharing a little bit of the burden. It doesn't seem right that it's all on the city.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Now, Bill, are you a city resident? No.
No, I am not.
Okay.
Frank, I live half a block outside the city limits.
All right, well, you have the pulse of this city as well as anybody from your great years of covering, you know, St. Louis sports and St. Louis politics. My gut is, and not many people are with me at all, that there are a lot of people who really don't care about soccer or the project, but they're not really negative about it, so they're more apathetic. So they're not going to go to the polls on Tuesday, and the ones for it are going to go for sure. They're planning their Tuesday right now. So if you had to guess, which way do you think this vote's going to go? If you had to lay a crown candy milkshake bet, which way would you go?
Okay, I would say yes. I like your reasoning on that. I think that the organization is all on the yes side. I mean, there's no organized no people. And any labor people in the city, of course, they're going to vote yes because there will be jobs building the stadium. And soccer fans are going to vote yes. And the people who don't like soccer, I mean, there aren't many people who hate soccer so much they'll get up in the morning and go to the polls to vote against the soccer team. So the only thing I'm not sure about, well, I shouldn't say the only thing, one of the things I'm not sure about is the millennials, the so-called millennial progressives, you know, the people who almost elected Tashara Jones, are, I think, against this idea of public money for the stadium. And they were widely undercounted in the polls going up to the election. And, you know, people smarter than me said at the time when the polls showed Leiterkusen winning easily, people said, well, you know, these polls are landlines and the young millennials all have cell phones. And so I know that Tashara Jones has spoken out against this and some of the other younger aldermen. So I don't know if their followers are going to go out and vote no or not. That's kind of a wild card.
Good thought. Is the fact that two ballots have to pass kind of a complicating factor here too?
Yes, it sure is, and it makes things a little more complicated than they should be. I think that people ought to be able to just, you know, vote up or down on the stadium. And, you know, it's a problem for the stadium backers that one of the yes votes has to be for Metrolink. You know, because Metrolink has taken such a publicity hit recently because of that shooting, the fatal shooting at the stop at Busch Stadium. And there are people who are going to look at Metrolink, I think, and just think, I'm not going to give any money to them until they fix the security problems. And, you know, and that might hurt the stadium's cause.
I think if you would talk to the SCSTL people, they would like a lower voter turnout. I think that would be better for them. I'm not sure. But do you know what the turnout for spring elections has traditionally been?
No, I don't, Frank. And I think you're exactly right. And I think that that's why it's on the ballot now. And I think that the soccer people were quite happy that this wasn't on the ballot with the mayor, because I think that they would have a problem if a lot of African Americans were to vote, because I think that they would think, you know, these are the people who might think, geez, we don't want to give money to rich white guys for a soccer stadium when we need police so badly and the schools are a mess. And but the fact that you don't have a contested election with strong black candidates, I think this helps soccer as well.
I don't know how you feel, too. If I were the SCSTL people, I think I would have mounted, I would have put maybe 50,000. I don't know what you can buy ad-wise at TV stations, but maybe a little bit more of a television campaign where you show like that piece of land, which is completely, you know, not useful, and just show it just real quiet, and then like dissolve into a soccer stadium, 20,000 people going crazy. It's your decision. What do you want, this or that? I don't know if they've done enough in terms of ad buys.
Well, in another life, you were probably an advertising guru, Frank, because that sounds like it would be a good ad and would make a point well. And you know, I don't know. Apparently, the soccer people have spent a bunch of money and hired a bunch of consultants, you know, to push this thing. But why they've spent the money the way they have, I don't know. It's almost as if, as you say, they're hoping there'll be a low turnout, and they might be afraid that if they put a lot of stuff on television, it will just remind people about the election that they would rather not have reminded.
All right, before we let you go, every time I have you on, people say, ask Bill about his health. I know you've gone through a lot. Tell me what you're like now.
Well, I'm feeling very well. Thank you, Frank, for asking. You know, this immune therapy they've been giving me and the compassionate use program seems to be holding the cancer at bay, and I feel fine.
Well, that's awesome. So I hope you live another 20 years so you can see the Cardinals win some more championships.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Frank.
All right, Bill. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bill McClellan joining us. And by the way, for the anti-McClellan texters, I just want to say this. You can disagree with some of his thoughts, but I got to tell you something. This guy's done it, all right? He has done it. He's been one of the best writers we've ever had in our town. His columns are outstanding. They're compassionate. He's just a master wordsmith. He's mastered the art of short sentences. This guy is one of the best ever in terms of writers in St. Louis. So please, if you people taking pot shots at him, just go away, all right? This is a great man. Whether you disagree with him or agree with him, don't deny he's really good at what he's done for decades here in St. Louis. And I will say this. I think the city is going to own the stadium. That's the one thing that Bill was unclear about. So, all right, we'll take a short time out. We want some phone calls and some texts. I want your gut feel. Will it pass? Do you want it to pass? And then anything else text-wise. Lions Choice text lines 855-282-8255. We'll be right back.